God is good
all the time.
My dear friends, let me go straight and tell you that today there is a great connection between the today first reading from the book of the wisdom and today gospel, because both the readings, let me tell you, invites us to celebrate the mercy of God. God is always there to help us to get out of our sinful situation. And we are all called to conversion day after day. That's why this good news is for us the starting point of great hope. But now, the author of the book of the wisdom, the first reading, tells us that God's works is good. He specifies that God loves all creatures and he patiently treats sinners. Like a good educator, God always appreciates our small steps when we take the right path. Today's first reading shows us that all that is good comes from God. And this reading insists very strongly on the fact that God is love. He is the spring of love, conversion, and generosity. God is our Savior. He has no contempt for his creature, even for the greatest sinners. What I want to say finally, conversion then is open to all. Conversion is open to all, even for the worst sinners among us. And let me tell you, I am the first one in El Grove village. But now, deeply loved by God. This message, my dear friends, is a very strong warning to those who will distort the image of God. There is a great risk of making a caricature of it. Violence and crimes committed in the name of a religion are not wanted, desired by God. I say again, violence, crimes, massacres committed in the name of any kind of religion are not desired by God. Preachers like myself who call to violence do not act in the name of God. Why? The true God is only love, understanding, and mercy. What I say? The true God, the one we believe, the one who calls us today to this gathering, it is only love, good understanding, and mercy. He is always on the side of those who are victims of suffering. For instance, the asylum seekers now present in Chicagoland. Let me give you more clarification. Most of them are fleeing their country in Central and South America due to gang violence and political oppression related to the various drug and gun cartels operating in these countries. Some also are fleeing overwhelming poverty. And I know what's about poverty. I born in Africa. God sent his son, Jesus, to seek and save those who go astray. That is what, my dear friend, we must witness with our words and also with our whole life. This is our mission and this is our responsibility to find solution in order to strike poverty and extend our heart outside and attending the need of these asylum seekers. We have more also living now in our village, in El Grove village. That's why Cardinal Supich make a kind of a call next week, next weekend. We're going to have a time again to come over this important topic, how we can better help the asylum seekers. And the Cardinal Supich also want us to organize a second collection So when you come on Mass, please take the first collection. Also think in the second collection, thinking about this father, this mom with a little family. Now they have to deal with the cult. I know about that. I live in Africa and came here in Chicago. Also, I deal with the cult, with the change of seasons. It's not easy for us. I born in a very tropical country, remember. Over there always is a sun, you know, in Africa, sun. And then right away they send me here, boom, to the cult. It's difficult. If you don't have a good coat, a good overcoat, it's difficult. So please help us that the next Sunday with the second collection and also with your awareness around the city and the village, we can strike poverty and make this brother feel welcomed in Chicagoland. Amen. Amen. He needs a letter to the Thessalonians in the second reading now. St. Paul today reminds us that we are all called to holiness. This message is intended to stimulate, to instigate the faith of Christians. God calls us all to faith in Christ, and this calling transforms our lives. It is important to think about it, because we must always avoid caricatures and the distortion of faith. St. Paul warns Christians against false rumors, false alerts, and alleged statements about the ends of the world. Let me be clear. Of course, the Lord will return one day, but no one knows the day or the hour. In the meantime, what happened? We must remain firm in faith and faithful to our baptism. Together we pray to the Lord in communion with one another today. Yes, it will come the day of the Lord. May now this day find us with three attitudes. First of all, getting watchful, getting prayerful, and also getting helpful with one another. Don't believe what you say and see sometimes in YouTube or on internet. People make us feel very scared that in 2 weeks we're going to have the end of the world. The end of the world will never happen in such a way, because God will know that He sends us a mission and we have many, many issues to deal with. We need to find solution over many, many problems that our world so far is still dealing with. And you know what kind of issue we have in this country, what we have around the world, what we have around our village. So there is a lot to do. Instead to be there thinking about the end of the world, look for solution and try to move forward, helping and also fostering hope around you. Amen. Amen. Now, today's gospel tells us the story of Zacchaeus. We know very well this story because we have heard it often. But now, the most important thing is to welcome the good news He wants to give us. My dear friends, we know that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. That means he worked for the Roman Empire, that is to say, the occupant of his country. And Zacchaeus took advantage of it to enrich himself at the expense of his fellow citizens. In addition, as the head of the publicans, he was held responsible for the violence and extortion of his subordinates. So Zacchaeus had many people who didn't love him. But one day, something happened. Zacchaeus learned that Jesus is passing through Jericho. That means through El Grove village. And this is the big opportunity of his day. But now, however, there is a larger crowd there. Zacchaeus tried to see Jesus going through, but he cannot because he is short in stature. Zacchaeus is prevented by all those people who despise him. My dear friends, listening to this story of Zacchaeus, we think of all those who have a very heavy past. They feel entrenched by their bad reputation and excluded by some of us who consider themselves correct peoples, correct person. But Jesus still finds a way of the heart of those who seek to meet him. Today, as in the past, Jesus continues to say, I must go and stay with you. I must go and stay with you. Say with me, please. I must go and stay with you. Jesus tells you this phrase. Don't take yourself like rejected or despised. If people despise you, reject you, Jesus say, I must go and stay with you. I don't care about your past, your present. What matters most for me is your future. When today you come to meet me and you decide to take all your former habits in the past and to embrace the newness of mercy and love of God. Amen. Amen. But now, what's up in the gospel? The decision of Jesus provokes indignation among the crowd. Again, the correct people think that Jesus would have been better off going to a good family. Instead, he goes to the house of a thief, a loser, Zacchaeus. For them, it is a scandal. Seeing only Zacchaeus' past life, the correct people give him no chance, no opportunity to amend himself to move forward. My dear friends, we too can be like this crowd, like this good person. Let us think of all those people with bad reputation that we distrust and to reject. But this is not how Jesus looked at the excluded ones of our time. His primary concern is not to nurture the faithful, but to save those who are lost. God's salvation is offered to all. Let me say again, God's salvation is offered to all. Christ is always able to come and to seek far and low. This good news must be announced to everyone, including in the prison, including in the place where nobody want to go. Every person, every single human being, no matter his social condition, skin color, political orientation, social orientation, is very important to God. Like Zacchaeus, the encounter with Jesus can cause a change in their life. And let me tell you, many like Zacchaeus in this community, in this congregation, said, Jesus changed my life. However, Jesus now doesn't want to save me alone. He came to save all those who seek him and meet him. Today's gospel, let me tell you, allow me to identify three aims, three objectives, three goals that we have already set in our new pastoral year in Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament Parish. Maybe you are aware about these three aims. I remind you them. This year in this parish, we want to foster the same attitude of Jesus with Zacchaeus with these three aims: hope, healing, and hospitality. When you see the gospel, these three aims happened with Zacchaeus. Hope, healing, hospitality. Say with me, please. Hope, healing, hospitality. If you help us to make all these three aims possible, our parish will become like a parish in Jericho. With hope for everybody, with healing for everybody, and great hospitality for everybody. These three purposes stand out clearly in the gospel. Together, we want also to make a commitment to see them in incarnate reflect in our parish community. You agree with me that many of our brothers and sisters are still absent from our Sunday assemblies for reasons related either to the COVID-19 pandemic or because they do not yet identify with our new parish community. Please pay attention to the following. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, we had 1,800 Christians present at the Sunday Masses on both worship sites, Queen of Rosary and St. Julian Emma. Together, 1,800 persons present. Since then, there have been only 800. I am like some of you new in this village. I came here in 2020. But I feel well integrated thanks to your hospitality and generosity. Father Dan and myself would like to engage you now in prayer and awareness to invite our brothers and sisters to return home. Today we want to give you, close to your bench, this card. In this card, please take it now, if you don't mind. Take this card, pass it. On your bench, you have a card with a pencil and pens. Pass around to your neighbor. We want you, please, to take a time and to think about the people who are missing since the COVID to come here in the church. Maybe we have a friend, we have relatives, we have a neighbor. The thing is that myself and Father Dan, we don't know these people who are missing. But you know them because you believe in El Grove Village. Help us to pray God that these brothers and sisters can come back to the church. Also, if you know someone who is new in El Grove Village, who is still looking for the community, also mention his name in this card. Also, we have people who don't identify themselves as a member of the new parish because they feel lost, or maybe they feel that they are still grieving for the merging. And so far, they don't want to come back to the church. Please take a time right now. I ask you with all my love and with honor, with insistence, please take a time to write down their name, and then we will pray for this person. Now, please do so with this time of silence as we pray.